This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers will meet via the internet with the Greater Milwaukee Committee today. One topic will be the state's economic woes during the COVID-19 pandemic. Statewide, about 350,000 people have filed for unemployment in recent weeks, as Evers, like most other governors, has placed limits on many business operations to try to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Elizabeth Brodeck is executive director of the East Side and Downer Avenue Business Improvement Districts in Milwaukee. Brodeck says it's been a tough time.
We have a lot of restaurants in the two business improvement districts. They tend to be operating at around 10% of their normal revenue, which obviously is a huge, huge hit.
On Milwaukee's near south side, Nancy Bush heads the Mitchell Street Business Improvement District.
We have probably 60% of our small businesses, that includes retailers, merchants, who have had to close their businesses.
The advocates say firms that are still open are gas stations, grocery outlets, dollar-type stores, and restaurants that have an active takeout or delivery setup. Some professional services are open by appointment. There are federal and state financial assistance programs for small business, but Elizabeth Brodeck says there have been hiccups.
We appreciate the attention that the federal government and state governments are putting on supporting small businesses, but the rollout has been very difficult to navigate.
The state's largest business group, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, wants Governor Evers to end the safer at home restrictions by April 24th. Brodeck says many of her members on the east side want to go with what the science says. On Mitchell Street, Nancy Bush says it's very hard to zero in on a specific startup date for more economic activity. She says the comeback, whenever it starts, will be slow.
So financially, I see this, you know, obviously draining our business owners, our retailers, a whole lot longer than the current actual health aspect.
Bush urges political leaders to support frontline healthcare workers, but also businesses, for as long as it takes. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.